Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
We certainly do, and the lady who knows all about what's going on in this lovely county of ours, it's Diana Roberts. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Graham. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you very much. And an awful lot going on at the moment, isn't there?
Well, this is the second week running when I only have a week's worth of events for you because there are so many, I couldn't keep going after next weekend. So how's that?
Very impressive.
I've been watching this week them putting up an exhibition in Guildford House Gallery. It's called Dialogues, an exhibition from Quilt Art. And Quilt Art is a group of professional quilt artists from the UK, Ireland, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands and America. They were founded in 1985 and Quilt Art aims to extend the boundaries of quilting as an artistic medium and achieve wider recognition of it as an art form. And in the exhibition, each artist brings a very distinctive approach to their diverse, dynamic and sometimes challenging work. And when it comes to anything with a needle, I'm in awe because I struggle with a button.
It's such painstaking work, isn't it?
It is.
You must have
it needs patience.
That's the
bit I can't do. It's the patience. That's what I can't do. So it's on until the 10th of September. Guildford House Gallery is open the gallery's open 10 till 4:45 every day and Sunday from 11 till 3:45. So pop along and see us. It's completely free and you can say hi to the team at the tourist office on your way through. What a way to spend an evening. Go to the Speakeasy Gin and Jazz evening. This is taking place at the Keep Pub on the 21st of July from 7:30 till 11 o'clock. It's completely free entry. They've got live music with jazz band Blue Indigo in a speakeasy style, and you can treat yourself to one of over 50 gins that they have in the bar.
Wow.
And that's all part of Guildford Fringe.
That sounds really good, that.
Another thing for a lovely summer evening. Pranksters Theatre Company presents Shakespeare's As You Like It. This is going to be in the Castle Grounds from the 21st to the 29th of July. Evening performances start at 7:45, so take a picnic, get there about 6 o'clock, sit there under the tree all nice and cool.
Oh, lovely.
Castle in the background. Going to be absolutely brilliant. Adult tickets are £14, concessions just £12, and it's all set in, they're set back to the summer of 1997. Why that? I do not know. Rosalind Celia, Touchstone in Orlando, Escape, A Grey Jubilee. Ah, that's why. And Punk London for the Wilds of Epping Forest. So that should be quite fun. Don't forget your picnic. Now, second year running, Cheese and Chili Festival coming to Guildford. It was amazing last year. It was really, really good. It's going to be on the 22nd and 23rd of July. 10 till 5 in Shalford Park in Guildford. All parking is free. Plenty of cheese and chilli tasting. There's going to be a craft market, cooking demonstrations, chilli growing demonstrations, man versus food challenges, wine tasting, stunt shows, falconry bird displays, chilli sauce competition. And for the kids, there's magic shows, Punch and Judy, there's an arts and craft tent, inflatables, real cider and ale bars, and Mexicana cheese survey sampling. Now, last year, the tickets for this are not expensive. If you rock up on the gate, it's only £7, which is really good value for this. Just a word of warning. Last year, there were long queues to get in because it was a brilliant day and people had left it until the day. If you get your ticket in advance, it's only £5, so you're saving £2, and you get fast-tracked in. So you'll walk straight in with the ticket. Just saying. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
Avoid
the queues.
Okay,
I heard that.
Save £2. And get your tickets in advance. The tourist office had the advance ticket, so come and see us there. Hot on the heels of Guildford getting its own monopoly, Polesden Lacey are doing a Polesdenopoly.
Oh.
This is taking place on the 22nd of July through to the 3rd of September, so right through the summer holidays. They're open Monday to Sunday from 10 till 3. It's normal entry applies, and then the additional activity cost for a group of five people is just £5. And it's Be Silly to Get Rich Quick in their life-sized version of the classic board game. £5 per group of five people.
That,
so that sounds
good.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Also at Polesden Lacey, from the 22nd of July, again through to the 3rd of September, so this is all part of their summer activities, they've got Go Wild Summer Crafts at Polesden Lacey. You can pick up a bag full of craft activities and games, explore the woods, weekdays only, and it's £3 on top of normal entry. So that'll while away some of the holiday times. Another place which is the go-to place during summer holidays is the wonderful RHS Wisley. Now, you have to be of a certain age to really, really, really love the idea of this. They've got Famous Five inspired summer adventures.
Oh, lovely.
Which, of course, means bags of lettuce and lashings of ginger beer.
Ginger beer, of course. Lashings of ginger beer, wasn't it?
Bags of lettuce and lashings of ginger beer. Love it. The whole thing, it's celebrating the 75th anniversary of Enid Blyton's first book from the Famous Five series. And they're inviting children to share Enid Blyton's passion for the great outdoors by following its self-guided trail around the garden. Children taking part will be tasked with helping the Famous Five to find Uncle Quentin, remember him, who's gone missing yet again on a horticultural research mission with clues to discover and puzzles to solve along the way. To take part, simply pick up a free paper trail at the garden entrance. How much fun is that?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I read all of those over and over again. I loved a bit of
Famous
Five.
They were lovely books. Books were brilliant.
Absolutely. Now, this is a subject close to my heart, the Fountain Centre. Raising money for the Fountain Centre on the 23rd of July at Holy Trinity Church in Guildford, the Great American Songbook, and this features the Royal Surrey Hospital Choir and stars from London's West End. It's a musical concert in aid of the Fountain Centre, which is, for those that don't know, a local charity supporting cancer patients and their loved ones. And it's an evening of classic songs from the Great American Songbook. It's a cash bar and a raffle. Right on your doorstep here at Brooklands Museum, 16th of July from 10 till 5, sees Supercar Sunday. It's All Mark's event in association with Ginger Beer Productions, featuring demonstrations on the Mercedes-Benz World Track and Test Hill of exotic and exclusive modern and classic cars. So, calling all petrol heads. Advance tickets are available from the museum website. Oh, he's back. They've got him back to Sandown Park. Tom Jones.
Oh, really? Tom Jones?
Seriously. So, I mean, getting quick here because not a massive amount of tickets left. 19th of July, Sir Tom Jones is going to be performing at Sandown Park Racecourse, a not-to-be-missed night of hits covering an impressive five decades. So all your big favourites. So you get an evening of racing, followed by Sir Tom Jones.
Can't
I
ask
mean,
more
what
than
else
that.
Is there to say?
I know.
It's
incredible.
Sir Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm slightly tempted to head down to Epsom Downs Racecourse, 20th of July. They've got Culture Club.
Oh, really?
Now, that takes me back to
well,
my...
Well, they're so vying for... yeah.
They were one of the biggest pop bands of the 80s, racking up seven straight top 10 hits in the UK, nine top 10 singles in the US, and that's where your mum and dad used to sit there and going, is that a boy or a girl?
That's right.
I love a bit of boy George. I think he's great. So again, a little bit of racing, followed by a bit of Culture Club. And that's Epsom Downs. Tickets available on the Jockey Club Epsom Downs website. Again, looking into the summer... Godstone Farm Park, which is a lovely place to take the kids. They've got animal antics right the way through from the 22nd of July through to the 3rd of September. They're open daily from 10 till 6. And they have a summer of animal fun. You can join them for the pig racing, which is hysterically funny. ferret agility.
What?
That one. Pony grooming, animal handling, guinea pig brushing, runner duck racing, and so much more. It's £8.90 for an adult to get in. Children over 2 years of age are £8.90 as well. Children age 1 to 2 are £3.40. Under ones are completely free, and it's 10% off if you book online more than 5 days in advance. But it's a good giggle, is Godstone Farm. Priory Park over at Reigate have an eat food festival. So on the 22nd to 23rd of July, 11 till 6, and it returns to Priory Park Reigate for 2 days of food, music and vibes. Top street food traders, artisan producers, outstanding music on the Pizza Express live lounge stage, 16 artists performing. There's expert top tips and tasters in the Eat Kitchen demo tent. Donnelly Steer Social Club pop-up restaurant, sausage factory, kids entertainment, frontier bar keeping everyone watered with the champagne, cider and cocktails. There's also a gymporium experience with all things gin, cocktails, competitions, gin flights and a chance to win a big bag of gin booty. Tickets are available online from eatfoodfest.co.uk. Guide prices, early bird, adults are £6, £10 on the if you leave it too long, there are other discounted offers. Accompanied under 16s go free. So that sounds like a great deal of fun. On top of that, this week, don't forget Guildford Fringe Festival is on till the 31st of July. Lots of brilliant events there in about 20 different venues all around the town. Guildford Summer Festival, also on until the 12th of August, and details of all of those on visitguildford.com.
Great stuff, Diana. So much still to see and do.
And that's just 1 week.
Just 1 week.
Just 1 week.
I can't wait till next week.
It's not slowing down, Graham. It will be the same next week.
I think I'll have to slow down. Anyway, Diana, thank you so much.
Lovely. Thank you very
much.
And
look forward to seeing you again next
week. Talk to
you
soon.
Bye for now.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.